Carmen. Chapter 1. The Gypsy and the Soldier. I am from Spain. I do not need to tell you my name. It is not important for this story. The only name you really need to remember is the name Carmen. In a small town, there was a man named Jose. He was a soldier, and he lived in the army barracks, which were on one side of the town square. On the other side, there was a cigarette factory. One day, a girl named Micaela went to this town. She came from the country, and Jose was her sweetheart. As soon as she arrived at the square, she spoke to the captain of the guard. "Excuse me, I'm looking for Don Jose. I've come from his village to bring a letter from his mother," she said. The man replied, "The guard changes at noon, and he will be here then. You can wait until then." "Thank you," she said. While she waited, she heard the sound of a whistle. It came from the cigarette factory. This meant it was lunchtime for the workers. All the women came out of the factory and went to the square to eat their lunches. Carmen was one of those women. There is no way to describe her. She was a gypsy girl who entrapped every man with her charm. She was beautiful and magical. She loved passionately, but she became bored easily. She would cast aside a man as quickly as she loved him. She loved her freedom. She always wanted to be the one who did the choosing. She was like a bird that would rather die than be trapped in a cage. She would always say to her friends, "No man will choose me. I will always decide who I love." While the women were eating their meals, the change of guard took place. Many soldiers marched into the square. When they saw Carmen, they all behaved differently. Each man flirted with her and tried to get her attention. But she laughed at their childish efforts. "Why are you all trying so hard? I like a man who is hard to get. Love is never simple. It shows itself just when you are not expecting it." Don Jose was also there in the square. He came under her spell immediately. He couldn't take his eyes off her. She suddenly turned around and saw him. Just at that moment, the whistle of the cigarette factory blew again. Carmen called to her friends, "Frasquita, Mercedes, we have to go back to work." But Carmen did not directly go to the factory. She walked up to Don Jose. From her lovely hair, she pulled a red rose and threw it down at his feet and smiled sweetly. At the time this story took place, many people believed in fate. They believed that everything that happened was controlled by destiny. Don Jose knew that if he picked up the rose, he would be trapped forever by her. If that happened, Carmen could do whatever she wanted with his heart. They remained looking at each other. After a long silence, he bent down and picked up the rose. Now he was hers. He was bewitched and could do nothing but wait for destiny to show him his future happiness. Just after all the women had left, Micaela entered the square. Don Jose was very surprised and pleased to see her. He was also very happy to receive the letter from his mother. But he could not concentrate on Micaela or the letter. His mind and heart were in another place. Micaela left, no doubt feeling disappointed that Don Jose did not want to talk longer to her. After she left, he almost never thought of her again. One day, a fight broke out in the factory, and Carmen wounded another woman. No one even knew how the fight started. Anyway, Carmen was arrested. A captain in the army, Zuniga, told Don Jose that he was in charge of the group of men to take her to prison. When Carmen saw Don Jose, she smiled sweetly at him. It is destiny for us to be together. Let me go free when we go across the bridge. Then I'll meet you at Lia Pastia's tavern. I promise I will love only you. I cannot, replied Don Jose. I have to take you to prison. You have to let me go because your heart is in my power. You picked up the rose. It's a magic flower that binds us together. Can't you feel it? She said. Don Jose had a difficult time with this, but she was right. He had to let her go. As she ran off, she said, Lia Pastia's Tavern, don't forget. When Zuniga found out Carmen had escaped, he was furious. You are such an idiot! You let her escape and now you have to be punished! Lock him away in prison! It was well known that Zuniga loved Carmen too. In fact, he was relieved to have his rival taken away to prison. Poor Don Jose just wondered how long it would be before he saw Carmen again. Many months passed by, and one night in Lia Pastia's tavern, Carmen was with her friends Frasquita and Mercedes. They were drinking wine and talking to some smugglers. Zuniga was also there. He had begged Carmen to forget Don Jose many times. He has forgotten you for sure, he told her. You think he will come here for you, but he won't. He was released from prison today, and he hasn't come. Carmen said, He loves me, so he will come. I promised I would wait. I must keep my promise. Just then, Frasquita said, Listen, it is Escamillo's procession. They are going to Seville. Let's go and meet him. Escamillo was a bullfighter. He was always very well dressed in a tight satin suit, and so many girls thought he was very handsome. He came into the tavern and saw Carmen. What is your name? He asked. I am Carmen, she said. I'll use your name as a charm to keep me safe when I fight the bulls. Everyone could see that Carmen was looking at him very passionately. It was fate that took Escamillo to the tavern. This story would end very differently if he had gone to a different place that night. After Escamillo had left, Don Jose walked through the door. Carmen ran to him and he said, Carmen, my love, you are here just as you promised. Then they danced together until the sun rose. I must go now, he said. It is daylight and I must return to the barracks. Don't go back, she begged. Stay with me and let's join the smugglers. We can live in the mountains and be free. I cannot desert my army, he said. Carmen stepped back. And I cannot love a coward. If you will not risk anything for me, then you do not love me. It seemed as if she wanted a reason for him to leave her so she could run to Escamillo. Come with us, Carmen asked him again. I love you, and so I will come with you, he said. So Don Jose went to join the smugglers in the mountains with Carmen.